Hi, my name is Sonia Ashbury. I'm an experienced AAT course tutor from Eagle Education and Training. This podcast will help you gain some insight into the knowledge, skills and abilities which are developed at Level 2 and normally assumed if you are starting an AAT qualification at Level 3. You may have started the course at Level 3 because you have experience in accounting, other accounting qualifications or higher level qualifications such as a degree. The AAT qualification prides itself on developing the knowledge and practical skills you need to be successful in the accounting profession. Therefore, each level of the qualification covers topics very comprehensively. In my experience, many people who start the course at Level 3 do find it initially challenging, although very rewarding. They usually have to work that bit harder than one who has progressed from an AAT Level 2 course. Although Level 2 covers many basic topics, which you may have or will learn quite easily from practical experience, there are topics which form the basis of all professional accounting qualifications which are quite taxing. The topic concerned is basic double entry bookkeeping. In my experience, it's quite rare for a student starting at Level 3 to have a comprehensive understanding of the principles, as it's often not covered in the detail required in some qualifications, and it's also a skill that is not particularly acquired from the workplace, because most processes are computerised these days and double entry is automated. Let me expand on this point a little further. When an invoice is batch entered into a computerised accounting system, you will normally enter it once. Do you know how many accounts the computer records that invoice in? The computer is working behind the scenes and is likely to record the transaction in at least 4 accounts. Would you be able to tell me precisely which accounts they are, if the entries are debits or credits, and if the net or gross is recorded? We are quite confident that a student progressing from an AAT Level 2 course would be able to answer the questions posed, because they have learnt how to accurately enter a wide range of transactions into a manual double entry bookkeeping system, which doesn't benefit from automated processes. Therefore, at Level 3, it's assumed you have these skills. If you don't, then you should be able to develop or at least refresh these skills at the beginning of your Level 3 studies. To help you, on behalf of the AAT, I have created 4 interactive e-learning resources which you can access via your My AAT account. These resources give an overview of why businesses produce financial accounts, the profit and loss and the balance sheet, what the final accounts communicate, and how the dual aspect of the business transaction affects the results reported. Demonstrations are provided showing how the double entry bookkeeping system records the dual aspect of a wide range of business transactions. The double entry bookkeeping rules are explained and you are shown how to apply them by learning to distinguish between different account types, asset, liability, income and expense accounts. You can engage in quizzes to ensure you've understood the concept. The resources are intended to provide an overview so that you can refresh your knowledge or set you on the right road to helping you develop a more detailed and comprehensive understanding. When you start your Level 3 course, many resources provide revision and an opportunity to practice entering transactions into a double entry bookkeeping system, balance accounts and produce a list of account balances using a trial balance. If the concept is new to you, be patient with yourself, as learning these principles properly takes time, patience and plenty of practice. Additional practice material can be sought from your local library. So far, we've focused on double entry bookkeeping principles because it's a fundamental skill that provides the basis for all subjects for the rest of the qualification. For completeness, let us now look into more detail at the topics covered at Level 2. The examinable unit on both the NVQ and the diploma route cover financial accounting. Students learn about the administration aspects of a manual and computerised bookkeeping system up to preparation of a trial balance. For sales and purchase ledger transactions, students learn how documents are prepared and checked for accuracy for goods and services supplied and received. The transactions are entered into primary accounting records before being entered into the double entry accounting system. Transactions are entered into ledger accounts, which include the use of control accounts. Control accounts are kept in the main ledger and record the totals of transactions passing through the subsidiary ledgers, which contain the individual customer and supplier accounts. The many different payment methods which exist are covered in detail, including the source documentation, which is used to process the payments and record the transaction. Students learn how to distinguish between cash and credit payments and receipts so that they are accurately processed using an analysed cash book and the relevant ledger accounts. Other types of business expenses are also reviewed, such as small business expenses and the petty cash book and basic payroll transactions. Accounts are balanced in order to produce a trial balance at the end of an accounting period, which is a list of account balances from the ledger system. Students learn how to identify errors which is not detected by the trial balance and those that will cause a trial balance not to balance. They learn how to correct a range of errors using the journal and suspense account. Finally, students learn how to reconcile control accounts and bank statements in order to check the accuracy, identify and correct errors. So that summarises the examinable accounting unit from Level 2. The other unit introduces management accounting techniques, basically developing an understanding about the differences between management and financial accounting. The skills taught here are very basic and can be picked up easily at Level 3. The diploma route advances on the basics, introducing internal and external reporting. A few of the techniques are revisited at Level 3 and Level 4, but again, these are picked up relatively easily. However, there is a key skill which is regularly visited at Level 3 and 4, which is ratio analysis. At Level 2, the student learns how to calculate simple performance indicators, otherwise known as ratios, to assess the financial performance of a business. On behalf of the AAT, I've created more e-learning resources so you can revise the requirements of this topic before you are introduced to more ratios at Level 3 and 4. To summarise, if you focus on developing a comprehensive understanding of double entry bookkeeping principles at the beginning of your Level 3 studies, then you'll be better prepared to take on the challenges of the Level 3 syllabus. Enjoy your course. I'd like to wish you every success.